All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Do y'all hear the brotherhood? Let them sing it again. What? Boom. Let me easy.
Come on, family, put your hands together for Jesus today as we worship him in spirit and truth. Yeah, Let's Talk Jesus. Our forum is to discuss and to discover Jesus as the source of our everything. Our mixed panel of opinions will share Jesus with the world through our testimony to go and make more disciples through our lives. Yes, no matter how sinful or broken you are, Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you, and Jesus is able to transform your life right now. It doesn't matter if you are used to be in the church. You don't. Amen, family. Well, get ready for What's the Word with Minister Terry Herbert.
Good afternoon, family. Good afternoon. Good Friday. Good Friday to each and every one of you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, family, thank you the Lord each day for another day. It is a blessing. Today, family, I'm Minister Terry, your host, What's the Word? And today, family, I'm going to be speaking on a Mother's Day blessing. And I want to say just happy Mother's Day to all mothers of the world. May 14th, 2017. We honor all mothers and celebrate Mother's Day. Amen. The celebration of Mother's Day, family, it started around 1864. And in May 1913, the House of Representatives made it a holiday, which occurs every second Sunday of May. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. The mother. The noun for a mother is a woman in relationship to a child or children to whom she has given birth. Female parent, usually called mama, mom, mommy, Medea, and in Spanish, madre and mother. The verb form of a mother is someone that brings up a child with caring and affection. The art of mothering. And I tell you, family, I thank God because I fit in that category. Amen. And number two with the verb of a mother is to give birth, to bear, and to produce. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. This week, family, Pastor E and the Now Network family, we spoke on the mother of Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The mother of Jesus, Mary, the mother of mothers. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We wouldn't have this blessing and opportunity to celebrate Mother's Day if it had not been for Christ. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus Christ. Family, there will be many families gathering in churches, homes, and restaurants all over the world, all over our nation, honoring and celebrating Mother's Day. Celebrating Mother's Day. Thank you, Jesus. Family, Mother's Day. Mother's Day is one of the busiest holidays for flowers, for candy, for cards. But the best thing you can give your mom if she's still here with you is quality time. Ooh, thank you. Time. I tell you, family, we celebrate and honor the mothers which are in heaven. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We honor mothers. We honor stepmothers. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. We honor mother-in-law, grandmothers, spiritual mothers we honor. And also spiritual mothers are known as godmothers. Amen. Do you have a godmother? Are you a godmother? Family, a true godmother is chosen by the parents. They are sponsors in the child's baptism, and they take interest in the child's upbringing, and they take care of the child if anything shall happen to the parents. Amen. Godmothers, spiritual moms. We say happy Mother's Day to mothers of victims of crime, The numbers are growing, family. Ooh. And I'm praying in the almighty name of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We say Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to those in heaven. Rest in peace, Mama. I love you and I miss you. She lives within me. In spirit. Thank you, Jesus. And to all the mothers in heaven, I say Happy Mother's Day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Happy Mother's Day to all mothers, givers of life, ooh, thank you, Jesus. Childbearing, ooh, and usually mothers are the primary caregivers, amen? Some households, fathers work. They work when they are taken away from the home. And then there are fathers that have no interest in the rearing of the children in the home. Amen? Where they spend time out of the home. Most of their time are out of the home. That's when the mother is the primary. Happy Mother's Day to the one-parent mothers doing the job that the Heavenly Father planned for the school. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. I say love thy God, thyself, and thy children. You are commended for all the work you do for your effort. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And to the individuals whose relationship with their mother, daughter, if it's mother, daughter, mothers are being challenged, being jeopardized by one's anger, disappointment, one's bitterness. Ooh, I thank you, Jesus. Some of these are because the mother wasn't there. The mother may not have protected them. And the mother may not have provided them as they desire. But she can't. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. The mother that criticized them, where they still remember. Ooh, Lord. The mother where you could not be good enough in her eyes. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Ooh, thank you, Father, for your eyes. Hallelujah. Remember, family, we are all beautifully made by God. Yes and amen, Pastor Reed. Beautifully made by God. The children of mothers that are abused, the mothers that abused them as a child, and they still remember. New laws today, family. No one gets away with abuse, verbal or physical. Amen? The first thing that mothers and children need to do, they need to forgive. They have to forgive. Amen? Some of these things may have happened when the mothers were not at their self. They weren't at peace within themselves. In the 1980s, 1990s, 2000s, these were some of the trying times for mothers of the world. Family, we are in the world, but not of the world. John 17:60 tells us, ooh, family, we must forgive. Ooh, Jesus forgave. He says, they know not what they do. Amen. And there's sometimes there may have been times in a mother's life she knew not what to forgive. Forgive and love. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Trust in God as good. Remember, family, that there are so many spiritual mothers. Spiritual mothers of the church, in the church, at school, on your job, I tell you that, at your place of employment, in your community. Amen? I thank God I have a phone. I am a phone call away where I can call on a mother. I thank God and love you, Evangelist Virginia. We can call on you too. Thank you, Lord. Spiritual mothers have nothing but love. Love, I tell you, the love of God, the love of God. Proverbs 31:26 tells us, she speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. Ooh, thank you. Hallelujah. Mothers, train up your child in the way they should go. And when he gets old, he will not, or she will not depart from him. Proverbs 23. Amen. I tell you, put in will last. Feed them the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, family. I thank God for the mother I still have an experience. I thank God for my grandmother. I thank God for all you mothers. Because I thank God because my mother and my grandmother stood on the word of God. They knew the word of God. They loved Jesus. And I don't love them because they love them. I love them because, oh, I found them on my own. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise be to God. Happy Mother's Day. I want to wish Happy Mother's Day to my beautiful, beautiful sisters on the Now Network. Minister Michelle, Minister Amy, Evangelist Virginia, Minister Sharon, Minister Charlene, it's so many. Ooh, all the listeners. Minister Wanda, I just want to wish you all a happy Mother's Day. And I want to wish all the listeners a happy Mother's Day. And I pray in the almighty name of Christ Jesus that those who are not loving and are not speaking to their mother, ooh, thank you, Jesus. Release whatever you have within you. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Because a mother's love never changes. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And if she's a Christ follower, ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. She will be with you for eternity. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I tell you, family, this is Friday, and I have to just thank God. I thank God. I thank God for all the mothers I know. I thank God for all the mothers I see that doing the job that the Heavenly Father has assigned them as mother. And I thank God for allowing me to be some mother, some nieces and nephews. I tell you something, standing on the word of God and trusting him as the source of everything. Family, before I close, that Jesus loves you. And so do I. And I want to just tell you all, Happy Mother's Day, and enjoy your Mother's Day weekend. Starting by today, enjoy your Mother's Day week. In Jesus' name, I love you all. God bless.
Amen. Amen, Minister Terry. Happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day to everyone connected to this network. We thank God for the mothers. And we've been celebrating mothers all week. We're going to continue that here. Yes. We thank you for that. What's the word today? I'm going to read a couple of poems. We're not going to stay long today. I know Evangelist Virginia had some process on her eye done. We're praying for her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. With the prayer we've already put forth, we just speak it out loud now that she's healed. And that any discomfort will be removed right now by the power and the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Mother, M-O-T-H-E-R. Mother is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old. T is for the tears she shed to save me. H is for her heart of purest gold. E is for her eyes with love light shining. R means right, and right she'll always be. Put them all together and they spell mother, a word that means the world to me. That was by Howard Johnson. I want to read this other touching poem today to all the mothers. It's called Never Enough. Sometimes I know the words to say to give thanks for all you've done, but then they fly up and away fly up and away as quickly as they come. How could I possibly be thank you enough? The one who makes me whole, the one whom I owe my life, the forming of my soul, the one who tucked me in at night, the one who stopped my crying, the one who was the expert at picking me up when I was lying, the one who saw me off to school and spent sad days alone, yet magically produced a smile as soon as I came home, the one who makes such sacrifices to always put me first, who lets me test my broken wings in spite of how it hurts, who paints the world a ribbon when it's filled with broken dreams, who explains it all so clearly when nothing else when is what it seems. Are there really any words for this? I find this question tough. Anything I want to say just doesn't seem enough. What way is there to thank you for your heart, your sweat, your tears, for 10,000 things you've done over so many years, for changing me when I was changed, accepting all my flaws, not loving because you had to, but because loving is all. For never giving up on me when your wits had reached its ends, for always being proud of me for being my best friend. And so I come to realize the only way to say, the only thank you that's enough is clear in just one way. Look at me before you see what I've become. Do you see yourself in me, the job that you have done, all your hopes, all of your dreams, the strength that no one sees, a transfer over many years for best ways past me? Thank you, mothers, for all the gifts you give, for everything you do. Thank you, mommy, for all the making dreams come true. Wow, that was pretty dynamic. I could hear my mother. In that poem right there, because wow, she loved me even though the wrong. She loved me the spites, and yes. I thank God that she is in a better place. That she is where there's no more pain, no more suffering. I think that she is in the presence of Jesus right now, worshiping Him as she always did. Yes. And I thank God for my mother. I thank God for all the mothers I'm connected to. I thank God for my sister, who is a dynamic mother to her children. I'm just appreciative today for all you ladies, those ladies that haven't physically birthed, but have spiritually birthed people. Even though you have your own children, you've birthed other spiritual children. We thank you for that. And for that mother out there that doesn't have that son, that daughter anymore because of tragic death or circumstances out of their control, we want to say Happy Mother's Day to you. And we want to stand in the gap. That's what we've been doing in our prayer in the portion room is just putting out thanks to all the mothers that don't have anyone to thank them anymore. All the abused mothers, we want to pray for them. For all the mothers that have been taken advantage of, we want to pray for them. And for all the children that are still taking advantage of their mothers, we want to pray for them right now that they learn to love their mothers. Because when mom is gone, that's it. That one that's going to be in your corner is gone. Dad will tell you to handle it yourself. You're grown. Mom will still be there for you. Mom will still comfort you. Mom will still allow you to be yourself, but still be her son. Oh my God. So we want to pray for children to go to a higher level in loving their mothers and in being what the mothers have set out. That was pretty dynamic. Those last three lines of that poem. It says, look at me before you see what I've become. Do you see yourself in me, the job that you have done, all your hopes, all your dreams, the strength that no one sees, a transfer over many years, your best was passed to me. Thank you for the gifts you give, for everything you do, but thank you, mommy, most of all, for making dreams come true. That's a mother. And that's what we're celebrating here today. So God bless you guys. And as I said, we're not going to hold you long today. If you have something you would like to say to Mothers .1 right now, we'll open up the lines and give you an opportunity to give your Mother Day shout out. As I said, we're aware of Minister Valentine, Evangelist Minister Pastor Valentine. I know she was having some issues with her eye, but we want to give her an opportunity to say something before we close out. Evangelist Virginia.
Yes. Good. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to
and
God.
How you doing, man of God? How you doing, man of God? How are you
blessed.
Today?
Blessed.
And so are you, Sister Minister Terry?
Oh, I'm doing well. Loving you. God bless you and praying with you, too.
Yes,
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to you and Happy Mother's Day to all the women out there.
Yes.
All the women, I say happy Mother's Day to you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would like to say I'm doing okay. I just went to the eye doctor on the other day, and they put a drop in my eye that irritated my eye. So they called in something else for me to clear it up, but I am doing great. And I thank God for every mother. Every mother. I would like to say, children, love your mother.
Yes.
Take care of your mother. Because I was looking at Mary when I was reading how Mary stood at the foot of the cross and watched her baby son Jesus as he died. And then came the Savior of the world. And mother, love your children. Do not provoke your children. And children, do not provoke your mom. Love her. On Sunday, if you can, if you may, take her out to dinner. Bring her some roses if you don't bring but one. Let her know you love her. Tell her you love her. Every day, give your mom a hug. Tell her how much you love her. Tell her how much you care for her. Don't neglect your mama. But you don't get another mother. When mother's gone, that is it. That is it. It's like the man of God said, Dad will be here, but sometimes you may not know where Dad is. But mom is always there in your corner. Mom is always there. She'll never leave you. She just like Jesus said, she'll never leave you, nor will she forsake you. She'll be there with you every day. She'll be there with you every step of the way. So love your mom. Love her. And tell her tomorrow. Tell her today. Tell her every day how much you love her. Amen. And God bless you all. Bless all the mothers.
Amen.
Mother.
Amen. I mean, a mother is so dear. A mother is so dear that it should, she should be celebrated every day. You know, as a young man, I'm going to say this because some young man out there probably doesn't know this, but I learned as I became an adult, not when I was a child, but when I grew up and finally started to listen, I learned that a woman, she comes to the closest point of death in giving birth. She is on a line that her life could be taken because she's that point of death when she's given birth. Oh, my God. And when I realize that, I start to teach young men that us as men need to know that, and even as husbands to wives, that it takes a lot for a woman to transform from a living being to now producing a living being and stay alive. And then on top of that, to now recover. I want to pray for us brothers as we man up that we learn how to nourish the woman more than her just having the baby and they'll go back to work. get back to your normal duties, because that is a dynamic sacrifice that women take in giving birth to us. So I salute mothers for all they do, for all you guys have done, for what you're still doing, and for being that producer. You know, you produce life. You're the closest thing to God. I say that all the time. Men can't produce life, but women can.
No, they can.
God produces life, but now women produce life also. That should be honorable to us. But we need more to talk about it. We need more to let it be known. We need more to shout it from the top, from the rooftops of how important women are to us men. And that's not even in a relationship part. That's just in a caring, needing part on how women arbor those characteristics. So thank you guys. God bless you. Anybody else have a comment? Go ahead and dial one. I see we have several callers on here. I'll give you an opportunity to come in and give you a comment. God bless you, woman of God. I know you're perfect, and I know your body's catching up with the medication, and everything is fine with you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Minister Terry, God bless
you.
Thank
you, man of God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I love you. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Mother's Day weekend. And you guys just enjoy yourselves and receive the love. Sit down and let somebody take care of you. Refuse to do anything this weekend. And allow somebody to do something for you. They want to do it, but we all busy. I'm bad at that too. But mothers, you guys are too. When it's your day, won't you receive your day and let the Lord bless you like never before? God bless your family.
Lord. Yes, thank you.
Anybody ever thought back on how you made it out, all the things that were binding you?
answers they did flee. I finally called to Jesus, and he said these words to me, that he loves me more than I have ever, ever known. He loves me more than any tongue has ever shown me. He loves me, and he promised me I'll always be his own. I would be his own. never be alone.